Welcome to Healing House with Dr. Eileen. Dr. Eileen is an international healer, speaker, teacher, and published author of her latest book, Frequencies. Share the next half hour with us as we journey to find balance of body, mind, and spirit in an unbalanced world. We then invite you to call in or log into our chat and share your thoughts and insights. And now your host, Dr. Eileen.
Well, happy Thursday, everyone. This is Dr. Eileen with Healing House Radio. And often people will ask me, well, where do you get your topics and how far in advance do you set them up? Actually, often it's the same day or the day before something will happen or something will present itself or a thought or an idea, and something says, okay, that's for the show for today. And as I was sitting this morning going, okay, what are we going to talk about? What is it that I need to present? And immediately on the radio, the Miley Cyrus song, It's the Climb, came on. And when I think about the lyrics and especially the chorus, there's always going to be another mountain. I'm always going to want to make it move. Always going to be an uphill battle. Somebody's going to have to lose. Ain't about how fast I get there. Ain't about what's waiting on the other side. It's the climb. And that got me thinking, especially in relationship to a lot of things that are happening in my life, that it is so easy to get caught up in the destination and what that means, that we forget the gift of the journey and what that means. So today we're going to be talking about taking time to appreciate where we are, what we're going through in that moment, because that makes reaching the goal so much more intense, so much more profound, and so much more complete. And really, that can be on every possible area. It could be regarding your health. Maybe this was the year that you decided that, you know, you're going to lose that 20 pounds or that you're going to get in shape or that you're going to run a marathon for the first time. Whatever it is that you would need to work towards as a goal. So when we think about the idea of losing weight or toning or strengthening, often we really focus on, wow, I'm really going to look great. Wow, that outfit's going to fit beautifully. You know, I'm going to get attention and it's going to be wonderful and I'm going to feel great. And when we look at working through that process, first, looking at and accepting exactly where you are in that moment, getting a full-length mirror and really looking at yourself, because a lot of us don't do that. The idea of focusing on where we want to be makes it so that we really don't want to pay attention to where we are. And it is really important because you cannot make a plan for where you want to go if you don't know where you're starting from. If it's weight loss or slimming down, pulling out the tape measure and measuring, getting on the scale and weighing, you will have no idea how far you've come if you don't know where you started. If you don't get on the scale and you just start losing weight, and in the end, well, how much weight did you lose? Well, I don't have a point of reference. So in looking at the climb, looking at how we want to manage that from a health point of view, first thing we do, we see where we're at. Then we decide on a realistic and attainable goal. Losing 20 pounds within 2 weeks, while I will not say it's impossible, it is definitely not healthy. It creates trauma in your system. It shocks your system. And I know that there are many different ways to lose a whole bunch of weight very quickly. And is the goal to lose the weight, or is the goal to keep the weight off. You can lose it, and maybe you can keep it, you know, keep it down for, you know, a week. And then as soon as you start going back into a normal pattern, boom, not only will you gain the weight back, you're going to gain more. Your body is going to hold on to it. So making sure that when you look at, okay, what is my climb? My climb is going to be, how can I create a healthy way of losing the weight I want to lose and being able to maintain it once I reach that goal? See, when we, especially in weight loss, we talk about reaching the goal, and then, you know, what do we do then? Oh boy, I took a picture in that dress that I haven't fit in since I was in high school. Yay! Which is wonderful, and there's nothing wrong with that. But do you want to still be able to sit in the dress a week later, a month later, a year later? And can you maintain that with the same mindset that developed the undesirable body size? And this is also about people who are underweight. You know, well, I want to gain 20 pounds in 2 weeks. And if you don't direct yourself to why your body was the way it was, you're not going to be able to maintain it. A problem cannot be solved with the same mindset that created it. So when we look at how can we honor the climb and thus make the final goal that we reach more solid? Well, then a part of that is, why am I, you know, the size that I am, whether it's overweight or underweight? What have I done to contribute to that? Or what are the factors that have contributed to that? And look at all of them. Then, how can I make this change in a way that I can actually enjoy it and be motivated? So all of these things are things to consider. When you set a goal in your mind, great. You make it real for yourself. Maybe you do a vision board around it, how you want to do that. Wonderful. And then you think about the journey. What is going to take me from here to here? And how can that be the best possible thing or the most productive thing that I can do? So look at all the pieces. It's not just about the finish line. You know, life isn't a sprint, it's a marathon, and it's one marathon after another after another. And sometimes we may set a goal in our mind and commit to it, and things will happen to sidetrack us. How do we manage that? How do we manage those places in the climb where we're not able to be who and what we want to be? It's not about letting ourselves down. It's not about letting somebody else down. It's about accepting that some days are better than others. Some days we're stronger than others. And when we stumble, it doesn't mean that we have to just lay there. And it doesn't mean that we're a bad person. And it doesn't mean we're weak or any other story that this that can get wrapped around that. Looking at a misstep for exactly what it is, a misstep, maybe even a little bit of a backslide. But it doesn't need to mean anything more than that. It is often, you know, really hard to be right in the middle of something because, you know, you've committed to a certain part of it, you cannot see the light at the end of the tunnel, but you don't want to turn around and go back. And that can be a really tough place to be. You know, in weight loss, often we reach a plateau. You know, maybe you've been losing weight, you've been feeling motivated, you've been feeling really good, and then all of a sudden, boom, the weight loss stops, and you weigh the same, or maybe you gain one pound and then you lose a pound. And the story that we can wrap up around that can really be a very hard, hard story. What you're doing to be healthier. And it's wonderful to visualize all the wonderful things you're going to do when you reach that. But don't disregard the importance of the strength that you gain in that moment. What allows you to work through that place where you're not feeling any progress, or, you know, maybe, you know, a couple of weeks in a row you actually gained? How do you get past that? How do you identify that? And it's in that that the real gift of the entire process manifests. It's not about you can get into that dress and you can feel really good about it, you know, and that is a wonderful thing. And looking at the strength that you gain, looking at, wow, I really have to address, you know, I want to go out and have a chocolate sundae. And what in me is driving me to that? You know, maybe am I feeling insecure about this whole process? Maybe I started this process for the wrong reason. Maybe I need to look at a couple of things, and maybe I just need to, you know, pick myself up and march on. However that works, it's an opportunity for self-growth. It's an opportunity for self-improvement, and it's an opportunity for self-empowerment. Because ultimately, whether or not you choose to go get the chocolate sundae, if it becomes a place of, you know what, this is what I'm choosing. I am taking full personal responsibility for this choice. Maybe I'll go out and maybe I will take a friend, order the chocolate sundae, I have one spoon, and they can have the rest. Or maybe I just make myself get some, a little teeny tiny, they have those little teeny tiny things of ice cream. Get one of those, make a tiny little cup, put a little bit of either chocolate or maybe carob, you know, there's healthy chocolates that you can have, and that is your replacement. Okay, I don't need the big, huge thing, but I would like a taste. So I create a taste. And I have that, and I enjoy it, and then I move on. Or let's say you do go get the giant, you know, hot fudge sundae, and you don't spend the next month saying, oh, man, you know, really sending a lot of negative impression, a lot of negative energy towards yourself. It's like, look, it was a choice. In that moment, you made a choice. And as long as you own it, then it's not so bad. Then it becomes a thing, it's like, wow, I went and ate that whole chocolate sundae. How does that make me feel? And how is it that I can find a different way the next time that feeling comes up? It's all about figuring out what it is that you ultimately want. I mean, the real goal. It may not be so much about, well, I want to fit into this particular outfit. Maybe I really feel like I need to be healthier, or my self-image could really use a boost, you know, when I walk past the mirror and I feel really good about myself. And you can do that. You can feel wonderful about yourself and weigh a lot. I know folks who are very heavy and who feel really good about themselves. And I know people who are slender who feel really good about themselves. And I know people in both those categories who feel really bad about themselves. It's very much about the story they tell themselves. So as you look at your goal and look at the journey that's going to get you from one place to the next, think about the reality of what you really want in that goal. What does that goal mean to you? When I was in chiropractic college, and I would be sitting and I would be studying, and, you know, it'd be late at night and I'd be exhausted and sometimes, you know, really feeling down about, you know, the entire process. I'm like, God, I'm not smart enough for this. I don't know if I can do this. I don't have the energy. And one of my little tricks that I would use is I would imagine that the whole thing was being replayed as, like, you know, this montage type of thing where, you know, the music, theme music comes up in the back and, you know, and it's one glimpse of me doing one thing and another glimpse of me. And I'd run this whole little Rocky montage training scene in my head. And that allowed me to pretend that I was looking at it from the other side of achieving my goal. It was as if I was actively reworking a memory and stepping outside of it. And really, that actually did make it easier sometimes. Because what that did was it told me I would achieve my goal. And at some point, I would be looking back on it. And I'd remember all these little separate glimpses of these moments when I felt like I wanted to quit, but I didn't. Or that I finally got it, and I would be very excited about it. So when I think about all the goals in my life, often I look back and I think, wow, I really wish that I had been more present through the journey and through the process. I mean, how many of us wish that we could go back and do high school again? How many, you know, knowing then what we knew now? Man, you know, wow, if I go back, I'd buckle down and I'd get scholarships and I'd go to college and all these other things. Or maybe if we could go through being a kid again, go back to elementary school and really appreciate having an entire summer off. That's something I think about very often. I live not very far from an elementary school that I attended. And every time I walk by, and especially when it gets to be, you know, May and, you know, heading into June, and I think about the excitement that I felt when I was in that moment. Oh my gosh, summer vacation, summer vacation, summer vacation. And I would be so excited, and I could sort of relive a little bit of that. But I remember back then, even though I was excited about it, I really didn't enjoy my summer as much as I could have. When I think about, you know, wow, how many of us would love to be able in the middle of our lives to get 3 months off, or I think it's actually now down to 2 months or 2.5 months, but to be able to just have that time off again. I mean, for most of us, unless we work as teachers, and even those who work as teachers have to go back and, you know, well, they got to do something else during the summer. But that was a part of the journey. That was a part of coming back to school and going from one grade to another. And maybe our focus at that time was graduation. But I think about high school and I think, wow, I really wish I could have enjoyed it more. I mean, I worked hard and there were times when I did have a good time. But I was so focused on, man, I just going to work so I can graduate, so I can go to college and do all this stuff, that I know there were points that I could have enjoyed more and relaxed more. So as you look in your lives at the things that you want to achieve, that's wonderful. Having goals is awesome. Look at the journey. Look at what it could give you. Look at the opportunities. I mean, with right now, the way the world is working, finances are a big issue for a lot of people. And it can create a lot of fear. And it can create a lot of anxiety because of the fact that it's like, wow, you know, I need to make more money so I can afford these things and take care of this. And it really does become a heavy thing. And, you know, well, one day I'm gonna be able to afford that and that and that, and I'm going to have a house, and I'm going to have everything paid off. All of these are amazing, wonderful things to visualize. And at the same time, that process of, okay, what do I need to do to, you know, to make some more money? Well, I could have a garage sale, or I could do this, or I could do that. Or maybe I need to change jobs. Or maybe I need to go back to school so I can get training to get the job that will supply me, you know, with the life that I want. That is really, really wonderful to start problem solving that, figuring out what are the options. And at the same time, if you're going back to school, go back and really enjoy it. Get everything you can out of it. If you're changing jobs, find that job that just screams your name, that you can be able to come into, and maybe you're learning something new, or maybe you're doing something that you've done for a long time, but this is sort of a different spin on it, so it makes it exciting again. There is very little as sad as losing your passion for what you do, where it just becomes a means to an end. And that is really a big part about appreciating the climb, appreciating the journey, because then all of that peace isn't just a means to an end. It's not just, well, I have to go through this to get to the really good parts that I want, because it's through that whole process that you're learning, that you're creating, that you're changing, that you're challenging yourself, that you're meeting those challenges, that you're celebrating, you know, your milestones and dealing with those points when you backslide a little bit or where the path isn't as clear. It's about finding joy in every moment, in the future, the present, and the past, but mostly in the present. Because there's nothing you can do about the past, and there's nothing you can do about the future that doesn't involve being in the present. We can't reach the future without being in the present, without doing what we need to do, hard or easy, pleasant or unpleasant. So when we set goals for ourselves and to be able to go and visit the future, wow, isn't it going to be cool when? And use that as a tool to motivate, but don't let it be the only tool you have. Because the other very valuable tool is the tool and the ability to appreciate where you are, how far you're coming in your process. Looking at, you know, the steps that have gotten you maybe halfway to your goal, you know, maybe three quarters of the way to your goal. But each one of those steps has changed you. Each one of those steps is something to be honored because it has made you more. We're not made more.
Okay, well, that was interesting. So we were off for some reason. The phone line went down. So, and I'm sure I was right in the middle of saying something tremendously profound. And we've only got about 4 minutes left, so I will just close before it goes crazy again with the idea that really it doesn't matter. Ultimately, your goal, if a particular goal is something that you've always wanted to work at, whether you honestly believe you can do it or not, nothing hurts to try. And remember, the gift of the goal or the gift of reaching the goal comes way before you reach the goal. The gift for that goal is complete long before then because you were able to become a better person. You were able to do things that you didn't know you could do. So consider that. Pick one of those New Year's resolutions and actually work a way that you can achieve it. It doesn't have to be a big, huge thing. Maybe it's a goal of losing 5 pounds instead of 50. See if you can achieve that. Make that your step. But either way, it's up to you how much joy and how much growth you can get from this piece of life that we're experiencing called the climb. So, thank you for joining me. Sorry for technology failing us. I'll be back again next week. I will be checking into the chat room after the show so that we can, hopefully be able to answer more questions and technology will not fail again. And if you want to know more about me, then you can check in at my website, www.thehealing-house.com. And you can also send me an email through Healing House Radio, no spaces, at the-healing-house.com. And you can send me questions, you can send me comments, you can send me suggestions. And you can, ask me whatever you'd like. So, a very unusual ending. But hey, it's all about moving forward, taking those steps, stumbling, falling, getting up again. Because that's where the real good stuff comes in. So, thank you for being with me. Thank you for sharing this space again. For those of you who log into Archive and listen through that, I hope you enjoy it. I hope wherever you're at and wherever, whenever you're calling in and checking in, that it is a wonderful time for you. And I hope that everyone will have a chance to give some input. I love that. I've had some folks who have sent me emails and called in and asked questions, which is really, really fun. So until next time, this is Dr. Eileen with Healing House Radio. I wish you a wonderful, blessed, amazing day and an amazing time with amazing journeys and amazing climbs. Take care. Bye-bye.